Studio, the podcast for writers and all who are interested in books, literature, and the printed word. Write on Audio is the weekly companion podcast of Write On Magazine and the Write On suite of publications from Pen to Print. Subscribe by searching Pen to Print in your favourite podcast app to have new editions delivered to you each week. This is a Write On Audio showcase. In this special showcase edition, we feature work by the winners of three Pen to Print writing competitions. The winners were announced at our awards evening in July, with audio recordings made to share with the audience on the evening. Our first piece is the winning poem, which is by Julie Dexter. It's called Sakura, and it is read by Sally Walker Taylor.
At the start of spring, verdant buds form, subtle, still, yet tightly closed like a fist that won't budge. At the heart of spring, pale pink glimpsed, cocooned, still furled. Sunlight kisses warmth into their stems, so they yield unwillingly. Then magic ascends. Layers of tissue paper unwrap, gossamer thin. Blooms appear, spun like candy floss, until the breeze blows a snowstorm and the delicate pale pink petals swirl, hover, float to the ground in a dance of confetti.
Our short story prize was won by Linda Hibben with a story called Treading on Freckled, Speckled Eggshells. The reader is Sally Walker Taylor.
It is familiar, or is it? With narrowed eyes, Bill focuses on the meandering river in the broad green valley below. Hundreds of geese congregate on the dry, drab mudflats, as crevassed as Bill's whiskered cheek. The length, breadth, height, the overwhelming weight of the sky is frightening. The old man clenches his toes within his scuffed brogues. He's gripping the earth to prevent himself from falling into the cerulean, where he fears he'll become snaggled in silver clouds, snaking across the azure alongside the contrails of whatchamacallits. Itsy-bitsy, itchy words escape him. He understands most of what he sees, but often can't put names to things. And deep within his consciousness, something helplessly claws to escape a drifting puddle of confusion. He wipes the sweat from his brow. Hot long summers we lay here in this grass, Joan threading daisy chains, weaving buttercups under my chin. I love butter, sweetheart, but I love you more. Sandwiches filled with what are they called? Leaving morsels in the grass, the blackbird's ringing song of thanks drifts after us on an undulating wave of air like, bestow. Bill's blood-speckled, tired eyes wrench free and return to the calming, verdant river valley and the gaggle of geese, where now is the right time, and inherited hormones in a nanosecond trigger the urge to travel. Their minds connect, and they rise, honking and barking, as one, flying without hesitation in a red arrow formation, following an invisible dotted line northward. Shrill voices and yaps drag Bill's gaze back to the recreation ground. Around him, dogs scamper, children skip, and the seesaw thumps and swings squeak. A vibrant picture. A micro-universe of fragile, fluid, floating filaments, teasing him with memories of paint squeezing from tubes, brushing across rough canvas, oily fingers, sweet aroma in his nostrils. An ethereal color chart of hues floods his mind, there, then gone and forgotten. A blackbird's song snuffed out the memories.
The final piece in this showcase of pen to print award-winning writing is for our audio play competition. The winning script is called Arc, and it's by Stephanie Weston. This extract features the voices of Charlie Richards, Chris Gregory, Emily Inkpen, and me, Tiffany Clare.
Drag it up here!
Can't you see I'm trying?
I'll try harder.
It doesn't want to budge.
I'm not standing here all night getting drenched.
Japheth, you lazy, useless piece of... Nobody likes bad weather when they're trying to get animals onto a boat. Which sort of animals? Every sort on Earth. I've always been a writer. My husband reminds me that I've never made any money out of it for the following reasons. Firstly, virtually no one can read. He has a point there. Secondly, as he so charmingly puts it, no one gives a crap what you think. Nevertheless, the readings I've given at large feasts have gone down very, very well. My Recollections of an Afternoon with Geese is still talked about. I initially thought that the current catastrophe would be like, well, manna from heaven. But I admit, I was struggling to bring it alive on the clay tablet. Who spoke to Shem last?
I hadn't seen him since lunch. He said something about the parrots or maybe the macaws, although...
Oh, he loved those parrots.
He loved their nesting box.
What do you mean by that?
Ola, that's where he kept his booze.
Had anyone else seen him? Leah?
For God's sake, woman, she's just lost her husband.
Had you seen him?
What are you implying?
And suddenly, in a flash, it came to me. Instead of writing a piece describing the process of coaxing a hyena on board or whatever... How about a first-hand account of an investigation into a death? I would write it as I made my deductions, as I moved ever nearer to solving the mystery.
You're not suggesting that one of us killed him?
No. I don't know. But someone could have crept on board.
Oh, I've heard it all now. We're murderers, are we?
Ah, so you don't care?
And what do you suggest we do?
Maybe we should postpone the voyage.
If you think I'm unloading those f***ing lines...
I didn't say that. I just think we need to be very, very careful who we travel with.
You'll be able to hear the full production of Arc by Stephanie Weston in an upcoming edition of the Alternative Stories and Fake Realities podcast, and here on Write On Audio. We're always delighted to read your contributions, so if you'd like to see your words in Write On or hear them on this podcast, please get in touch. We'll share this link and all others mentioned in today's podcast as part of our show notes. I've been Tiffany Clare, and you've been listening to Write On Audio. Write On Audio is produced by Chris Gregory, and it's an Alternative Stories production for Pen to Print. This podcast is supported using public funding by Arts Council England.